Great news! You can now easily subscribe to more than 500 English lessons for just 99 cents a month. Click subscribe at anchor.fm/English Grammar Review/subscribe. Hey, it's so easy. Thanks for subscribing. Have fun learning English.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.
Let's start out with blue-collar worker. A blue-collar worker is a person who earns a living doing manual labor or generally uses his or her body rather than his or her mind to earn a living. Here's an example. Sam works on an assembly line mass-producing clock radios. He's a blue-collar worker. Here's another. People who work in factories doing heavy labor are usually blue-collar workers. The antonym to blue-collar worker is white-collar worker. The expression originates from the color of the shirt generally worn by factory workers while on the job. Here's another idiom, boiling point. Boiling point is the point at which one loses one's temper. Here's an example. You've just about pushed me to the boiling point. In a minute, I'm going to lose my temper. Here's another. Don't push the boss too hard about taking time off work. She hasn't had much patience this week, and it wouldn't take much to reach her boiling point. You could compare boiling point to make one's blood boil. The expression suggests heated water whose surface erupts with bubbles when it reaches a particular temperature. Hey, here's another idiom, bomb. The word bomb to fail completely. Don't confuse the word bomb with a noun. This is an idiom and it means something completely different. The playwright's new play closed on the first night. It bombed. In other words, it was unsuccessful. They thought they had hired an exciting speaker, but instead, he really bombed. In other words, nobody liked what he had to say. You could compare the idiom bomb, B-O-M-B, to lay an egg. That happens when people aren't successful or they've done something that people don't like. Bomb is usually applied to creative activities like a play, a book, a movie, an idea that fail on a grand scale. Lay an egg is usually applied to doing something that is socially embarrassing on a smaller scale. Next up is bone of contention. Bone of contention is all about a topic of dispute. Here's an example. The subject of politics is a bone of contention between Sandra and me. We never seem to agree. Here's another. John wants to send the children to a private school, and I think it's unnecessary. It's a bone of contention between us. You could compare bone of contention to bone to pick. In other words, I have a bone to pick with you. The expression suggests a bone thrown between two dogs that would naturally fight over it. An example of bone to pick is, I have a bone to pick with Anne. She told the boss I was looking for a new job, and now she's angry at me. Another example, you could tell by the angry look on their faces and the way they walked in looking for Jane that they had a bone to pick with her. You could also compare this to bone of contention. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.